Welcome to another one of our EIA calls. I'm going to be taking us through MTN. The key issue with MTN is, as we continue, is MTN is optically very cheap, but obviously the Nigerian macro issues continue to weigh on it. It's a bit like sort of Sasol in the same kind of context, is that you've got continuous bad news with a lot of evaluation underpin, and then the question is sort of where the catalysts come from. So if you have a look at our MTN, and I'm going to sort of focus primarily on the valuation because that's the support that we have for it, is that currently MTN is essentially discounting no value for Nigeria. Obviously, in our valuations, we have a value for the financial, the fintech business, which is a pretty decent valuation, and that's obviously alongside South Africa and the fintech valuation and a little bit of Southern East African regions is the value of the business. Nigeria is actually valued at zero, but at this point in time, there lacks a catalyst for this thing. Interestingly enough, I was just looking on the weekend, is that if you look at the share price and you X the divvies, that MTN has gone nowhere for basically 15 years. So you had a period of time, if we go back right to the beginning, when Nigeria was discounted on a massive valuation on the basis of a huge population and a huge opportunity. We have seen subsequently that macro risks, naira risks, oil supply risks, and a large but poor population does tend to limit the upside that you've got in this business. So what we really need to see is we need to see some operational excellence as this thing starts to issue the kind of valuation that we think it could do. So what can we see going forward? Continuing deleveraging of the balance sheet, the mismatch of the dollar debt and let's say largely soft currency earnings, I mean Rand, Naira, etc., is a problem and has been for a very long time and needs to actually finally solve itself. And the fintech business, which we have great opportunity or great optimism for and can leverage off that massive sort of 290 million subscriber, would make a real difference for this company over time. And then selling down the assets, as we've seen. You know, again, going back many years, they went into a land grab. The land grab was a poor strategic outlook, but it was the nature of all mobile operators in that point in time. Just dive into absolutely everything and then hope for the best. Now they're showing a lot of discipline and starting to get rid of some of these.